bottom line is our performance wasn't good enough today, you know. We just fell short, I think, in a number of key areas, really, you know, in terms of you know, our use of the ball, breaking ball situations, you know, all the things that you need to be doing to, in order to win matches. You know, we just were that little bit shy, and that's the bottom line, you know.
The free count against Jude, against Chi, big time this week, like it was last week. Is that a worry?
I think it's a worry for the game, as much as it is a worry for us. I think we'd have to, haven't seen two games now, I'd have major concerns as to where we're at on this now. Clearly we have to take it, you know, responsibility for our own performance levels, and we do, and nobody will take it more, you know, on the chin than we will ourselves in our own reflections and analysis of the game and, you know, our response to that in training during the week. However, it does appear that the game has changed in the last 4 months whilst we've all been at home, and somebody has decided to take the tackle out of the game. I'd love to know who they were and when that was decided, because we had nobody here watching the game today, and 12 months time we're not going to have anybody here watching it. If it's 36 frees, they're going to be sitting down to watch, and however number of restarts, maybe 60 restarts, and however number of sidelines, you know, I think the people at home today were saved €20, because that wasn't a spectacle that anybody would like to be a part of.
Because you'd prepare tactically in terms of the tackle and the swarm tackle at times the exact same way. You've changed nothing this year compared to last year.
I wasn't aware that anything had to change.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're approaching it the exact same way. So
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The free count is, obviously we have to take account for the fact that, yes, I completely agree that some of those frees are frees on our behalf. Hurley's late contact, maybe a hand left in, maybe a hand high, absolutely. But, you know, when a player has the ball and they run at you and throw themselves on the ground and are roaring and shouting, that's embarrassing. And that's not part of the game.
So it's more simulation from the opponents rather than...
Simulation, yeah. There was some clear examples of simulation there today. A couple were very embarrassing. None of us want to see that as brought in as part of our game, you know. But having said that, the referee's interpretation of the rules and our understanding of that is at an all-time low, in my opinion. We don't really clearly know what it is that we're expected to do.
In terms of your own side's performance then, I suppose it's hard to get into that flow of a game when it is so stop-start, but overall you've got to try out a few players got debuts today and first starts. Were you happy enough with the players that did take to the pitch, particularly Cathal O'Neill and O'Grady in midfield, those two lads coming in for their first starts?
I think it's great that those guys have had that opportunity now, you know, to get through the couple of days knowing that you're going to start the routine of the actual match day. Getting out there on the field, playing an away game against Galway in a side, you know, top four side in the country, that's a fantastic thing for the lads to get through. It's a great bit of experience for them in their locker, and I'd say they'll be chomping at the bit again to get back at it Tuesday night and try and put themselves in the reckoning again in the weeks ahead.
Just a final one for me, John. I suppose a first time taste in defeat since 2019. You said it doesn't matter, it's a new season, but it's something I suppose a lot of this panel aren't used to at this stage.
Listen, none of us enjoy the taste of defeat, and yes, it is quite some time since we've had to take it on the chin. It doesn't taste very good, I can assure you, but listen, you know, we weren't the best team here today. Galway were the better team today, that was clear. I think really throughout the game that they were the better team, and I think the scoreline reflected their you know, quality over ours throughout the game. They were worthy winners on the day, and we've just got to go back and work harder now in training and come back next weekend and go at it again.